bilingual podcast here. Of course, Sandy's with me, and we have Kiner Delgado. He is a all-star in the Dominican Summer League. He is 18. He just signed this May, and we're really excited to get this one done. So thank you so much for coming on, and we're looking forward to learning more about you today, Kiner.
Gracias por dejarnos entrevistarte en nuestro podcast y tenemos algunas preguntas, queremos saber más de ti.
No, gracias a usted por la oportunidad.
He said thank you for the opportunity. Kiner, queríamos saber el proceso de usted de firmar con los Yankees, si algún otro equipo lo estaba mirando a usted o cómo fue ese proceso, solamente los Yankees que te adquirieron.
No, la verdad fue un proceso largo, porque también me llegaron varios equipos, pues, la última decisión que debería tomar estaba entre los Yankees y Boston, y estaban los dos equipos, los dos equipos me iban a ver el mismo día, y obviamente uno tenía que tomar una decisión de a cuál de los equipos decirle que sí, pues, y no decidimos por los Yankees.
Okay, muy bien. Wow, qué bueno. So he said, no, a lot of teams actually sought for him, looked for him, and one of the teams was two of the teams, obviously Yankees and Boston, and they were actually scheduled to see him, come and scout him the one day, and he had to select one team, and he selected the Yankees.
Okay, can I ask him what made him pick Yankees over Red Sox?
Sí, la pregunta es por qué usted escogió los Yankees en vez de Boston.
No, siempre de chiquito era mi equipo favorito y era un sueño para mí firmar con los Yankees.
He said as a child, Yankees was his favorite team, and it's been a dream to play for the Yankees.
Oh, that's awesome. So he couldn't go to Boston. He had to go to the Yankees in that situation. Mm-hmm. But so we're going to speak about growing up. We'll stay there. So how about growing up in Venezuela? Who were some influences he had?
¿Qué te llevó a jugar béisbol en Venezuela? ¿Alguna influencia allá en Venezuela?
Mi papá siempre, de chiquito, él jugaba béisbol y yo iba para su juego. Y cada vez que él jugaba, él me ponía a mí a batear y eso. Y ahí yo le fui agarrando amor y él después me llevó para una escuela para que me enseñaran y eso, y ahí le agarré amor al béisbol.
Okay, so he said that his dad used to play baseball, actually, and he used to go to his games all the time, and his dad would start like putting him into bat and everything, and he fell in love with the game, and so his dad, they took him to like a baseball school down there for training and all of that. And that's how he started playing baseball.
That's really cool. I have a feeling there's always some family influences going. And I know a lot of kids start early playing. So I'll skip over the question of how he was taught to play, because I think we kind of went through that. So now, speaking of that, something interesting with that is that he's a switch hitter. So mm-hmm. I'm curious, I'm going to assume he started hitting on the right side since he throws righty. So how did he mm-hmm. learn how to switch hit? Because I've always felt that's mm-hmm. unique. Not many people can do that.
¿Cómo aprendiste a batear de los dos lados, de izquierda o derecha? ¿Desde qué año tú aprendiste? ¿Te acuerdas?
Sí. No, eso también fue de chiquito. Siempre me ponían a las dos manos y también me iba bien a los zurdos y me pusieron. Eso no fue ya de grande que me pusieron, o no, eso ya fue de chiquito.
Desde niñez.
Sí.
¿Cómo a qué años?
Yo tenía como 7 años, 7 años, sí.
Since he was 7 years old, he's been switching. So he's learned that as a kid.
That's really impressive, and it's definitely a cool thing.
Sí, es impresionante que puedes hacerlo. Siempre es.
Actually, here's a good question. What side does he prefer hitting from?
¿Qué lado prefieres o qué lado usted le da la bola más bien?
I know there's one. Everyone's got one.
Yo digo que las dos, pero a los zurdos me siento mejor.
Wow, he said lefty, he feels better. He said both he hits very well, but lefty he hits better.
Yeah, that's cool. So speaking of hitting, I mean, he hit pretty well in this Dominican Summer League. He was named an all-star, so that's a huge accomplishment. He was also named an all-star in the Yankees' entire organization, which means that they viewed him as one of the better players all the way from the Dominican League to AAA, which is a nice accomplishment. And in 168 at-bats, he stole 34 bases. That really stands out to me. He had 310 with OPS over 1,000, 3 homers and 28 ribbies. And he also walked more than he struck out, which is very
Wow.
rare. I think only two players in the Yankee system could say they've done that, and he's one of them. So
Wow.
that's definitely a lot of nice things there for our first look.
Sí, felicitaciones por haber sido nombrado el All-Star para la Liga Dominicana y también para la Liga de los Yankees. Estamos impresionados de usted a la edad que tienes y también robando los bases.
Muchas gracias, muchas gracias.
He said thank you. I congratulated him for becoming an all-star and all of that, and how impressed we are with his stolen bases. Is there anything you want to know about that?
Yeah, so how is he able to steal so many bases in such a short amount of games? I mean, 34 pops out of the page, mean under 200 at bats. I think he has 50 runs too and 52 hits. He basically stole one base per game because it's 34 steals for 52 games. Like, it's a lot.
Wow, ¿cómo llegaste a ser tan bueno robando muchos bases? Parece que si hacemos la calculación es como un base robado cada juego.
Sí, eso llega base a los coaches, a los buenos entrenadores que me tocaron aquí en los Yankees, que me enseñaron una buena técnica y gracias a Dios me ayudó muchísimo a la hora del juego para robar bases.
Yeah, he said the Yankees organization and their coaching organization have trained him in stealing bases, which is great. Good to hear.
I've noticed from talking to a bunch of different players from all across the levels, they really put an emphasis on it the last couple of years. Like, even guys you don't think would steal, we have catchers stealing 16 bases too. Like, it's really, I think you're going to start to see that when these guys come up. You're going to start to see a stolen base make a comeback with these new rule changes too. So maybe they're starting to emphasize a little bit more. That's really interesting, all the way down
Yeah,
that you're getting that
don't
too. You
worry.
know, like how he's trained himself to have such good plate discipline at such a young
Okay.
age.
¿Cómo te entrenaste para tener buena disciplina cuando estás bateando? Buena disciplina y buen ojo para los pitcheos.
Bueno, eso fue también aquí mismo, desde que yo llegué aquí a los Yankees. Eso es como lo principal aquí para un bateador, la disciplina de plato. Entonces, en la pretemporada, yo no era, o sea, no era tan bueno como quien dice en la disciplina de plato. Todavía me falta mejorar muchísimo, pero era malísimo. Entonces ellos me pusieron muchos drills y me ayudaron con eso. Y en la temporada tuve buenos resultados ahí. Me falta mejorar muchísimo, pero tuve mejores resultados.
See, he said basically the Yankees coaching and training, he's done a lot of drills with the organization and which has helped him a lot. He said he has a long way to go, but he has improved tons and He's thankful for the coaching.
All right, so that leads me to our next question. He seems to be talking a lot about the coaches, so we might as well get these names through and see which coaches have influenced
Algunos
him.
Algunos entrenadores que lo han ayudado en su camino.
Sí, claro. Siempre me ha entrenado con mi padrastro de los 5, 4 años de chiquito hasta ahora. Es el que siempre me ha entrenado.
His godfather he's trained with him since he was 5 years old up until now. So his godfather has been an influence.
Oh, okay. There's no one specifically in the Yankees organization.
¿Algún entrenador allá en la organización de los Yankees?
Aquí en los Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ahora mismo. O que tuvo mi o sea.
En tu carrera, sí.
Ahora mismo. Muchos entrenadores me han ayudado a eso, pues, a mejorar cada día, como robando base con lo del bateo, la disciplina del plato y en defensa. Todos los entrenadores siempre me dan un consejo o me ayudan con algo para hacer mejor cada día.
He said basically all of the trainers and coaches there have given him some advice and some training to help him improve.
Okay, so now I'll go to the teammates. Who are some guys that he maybe leans on in the organization? And I will ask about Roderick Arias now, if he has had any interactions with him.
Algunos compañeros ahí que usted es amigos te has como has aprendido de algunos compañeros ahí en el equipo y si también conoces a Roderick Arias.
Sí. Sí, hubieron varios compañeros que me ayudaron cuando llegué aquí por primera vez y me ayudaron mucho. Me dijeron que es el mismo Ivor, que saliera a hacer lo mismo, que me divirtiera y me dieron muchos consejos. Y con Rodri, sí, jugó conmigo aquí en Dominicana, jugamos en el mismo equipo, un buen compañero.
Yeah, he does know Roderick. They played together there in DR, and he's a great teammate, he says. He does no specific teammates, but he said all the teammates have given him great advice there. So,
okay, that's a good thing to know. Is he currently playing in the fall or winter league right now in the Dominican Republic? And what are his plans for off-season training? Like, how does he want to get himself in top shape for next season?
¿Qué liga estás jugando ahorita mismo? ¿En qué liga
no,
estás jugando?
Aquí en Dominicana, yo estoy aquí en Dominicana, yo terminé jugando esta liga y ahorita estoy aquí en un campamento institucional que ellos hicieron aquí en Dominicana.
They're in a training camp right now. He's not, they finished the fall league.
Okay. So that's going on. Is he going to play in the winter?
Vas a jugar para la temporada del invierno.
No.
No.
Oh, so he's just going straight in the spring, I guess. Okay. So I guess with that, I could ask him, does he expect to be in the Yankees spring training in Tampa Bay next year? Or is he going to stay in the DR? Like, yeah.
Sí. ¿Esperas a ir a los entrenamientos de la primavera en spring training con los Yankees en Tampa?
Amén, ojalá, con el favor de Dios, que así sea.
He's said, hopefully, with God's favor.
Well, if he does tell him, we'll definitely see him.
Si vas, te vamos a ver allá. Ojalá, si Dios quiere.
Claro.
Yeah, we'll do videos and pictures too if we get the chance. Hopefully he makes it up there. We're rooting for him. Because obviously he has a chance to play in Tampa next year with how well he did in the Dominican League. So we'll see if he can continue to progress. So I'm going to go back to some influences of growing up. So did he have any favorite ball players, maybe from Venezuela or like any current guys he looks to model his game after?
Algunos jugadores favoritos que usted creciste mirando o imitando.
Francisco Lindor, y siempre he crecido viendo la carrera de Osvaldo Cabrera. Somos del mismo pueblo, entrenamos mucho y siempre, siempre me ha ayudado.
Eduardo Cabrera, dijiste. So Francisco Lindor and Eduardo Cabrera. Cabrera happens to be in the same town. He's from same village in Venezuela, and they trained together.
Oh, nice. So, Eduardo Cabrera and then obviously Francisco Lindor. I know he's listed as a shortstop, obviously, but could he play other positions if he was needed to, or what would he do if he wasn't playing short?
Usted puede jugar otra posición que no es shortstop, o has jugado otra posición.
Segunda, yo puedo jugar segunda, tercera.
Second and third.
So he's an infielder, basically can roll around the diamond. That's a cool thing to know. So what does he like to do when he's not playing baseball? What does he like to do to pass the time?
¿Qué te gusta hacer para divertirte en los pasatiempos que no estás jugando?
Oh, cuando no estoy jugando, me gusta pasar el tiempo con mi familia, también me gusta jugar al baloncesto.
He likes
Y
playing basketball and being with his family.
well, that's good.
Spending time, he likes spending time with his family and playing basketball. ¿Qué alto eres?
No, no soy muy
No.
alto, mío como uno.
I asked him how tall he is since he likes playing basketball.
Who's his favorite current Yankee?
¿Qué es tu Yankee favorito ahorita mismo? Que juega con los Yankees.
Osvaldo Cabrera.
Osvaldo Cabrera, obviously.
Ah, there you go.
Osvaldo Cabrera o Peraza, ¿verdad? Los
That's loud.
hermanos venezolanos.
No,
¿Desde cuándo estás ahí?
ahora tengo como 3 semanas, porque después que
Oh,
terminó
tres
la
semanas.
liga, fui como 2 meses a la casa y después regresé otra vez.
Okay. ¿Y piensas regresar cuándo? Para la
No,
casa. No se
no
sabe.
sé, no, porque ahora tengo pensado ir a Orlando a entrenar después que termine aquí, a entrenar allá. Y después que entrene, me voy a la casa.
Okay. I was asking how long he's been out there and if he misses home. He said he's been out there for 3 weeks or so. And he does miss home, and after that he's gonna go and train, and just prepare for the spring.
What was a standout game of his? In this league, like what was the game that stood out amongst other ones?
¿Qué juego tú piensas que fue más impactante en tu carrera que jugaste de lo mejor? ¿Qué juego? ¿Algún juego te siempre piensas o
Fueron muchos juegos que me impactaron,
He
como
said there's a lot
cuando
of them. So that's a good answer.
cuando porque o sea cuando di mi primer hit, fue un juego que me impactó también, o sea mi primer hit como profesional, igual que el juego como cuando di mi primer home run, también fue impactante, igual que cuando fui al juego de las estrellas.
Awesome. He said All-Star game when he hit his first home run and when he hit his first hit of the season. Those were impactful games that stand out for him.
Well, he gave us a lot of substance with that. And as we know, he did have a great year. And he signed with the Yankees in 2021. He's already making a lot of noise, which is great to see. And there is one more thing that came to my head. I think it's really relevant here. How does he feel about the tradition of Yankee shortstops, like with Derek Jeter and like all the guys in the system now? Like, does he feel, is he honored to be a Yankee, especially considering that it was his favorite team growing up?
Was he honored?
Yeah.
¿Cómo te sientes de ser firmado para los Yankees como un shortstop, pensando en todos los shortstop que ese equipo ha tenido que fueron de gran éxito como Derek Jeter y todos esos jugadores, Didi, buenos shortstops que siempre ha tenido ese equipo? ¿Cómo te siente usted para ser nombrado o firmado para los Yankees?
No, la verdad, muy contento de ser firmado por los Yankees, afortunado, porque como tú lo dices, hay muchos también que quisieran ser firmados con los Yankees. Y bueno, seguir trabajando duro para en un futuro también ser uno de los grandes, poder jugar selecto en las grandes ligas, que es la meta.
He said he feels very fortunate, very happy to be acknowledged by the Yankees, and he's just working hard because that's his goal. That's what he wants to be. That's his ultimate goal, is to be a great player for the Yankees.
All right. Well, I'm gonna thank him for coming on. We'll let him know that we're gonna post this on Monday, most likely. We'll tag him on Instagram. I think he's on Twitter as
Instagram
well.
or
So,
Twitter cuando saquemos este podcast. Y muchas gracias. Estoy bien impresionada con usted.
no, muchas gracias a usted, la verdad, por la entrevista y muy agradecido
Gracias.
por
Sigue
la
para
andam
adelante.
por Igual.
I want to wish him luck going forward too, and then hopefully he makes the team in Tampa in spring and stuff.
Sí, buena suerte y ojalá que sí. Te vemos en Tampa, si Dios quiere.
Gracias, gracias. Amén.